I'd like to welcome everybody to the January 8, 2026 meeting of the Historic Site Monument Commission. The purpose of the Savannah-Chatham County Historic Site Monument Commission is to ensure that public spaces continue to enhance the lives of the residents of Chatham County and the city of Savannah. Just a couple of things for order of business. Please turn off your cell phones. Our first agenda item is to approve the minutes of our previous meeting. So are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting held on December 4th, 2025?
Kim Campbell, I move that we approve the minutes from December 4th, 2025.
Eileen Baker, second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Eileen, aye.
Kim, aye.
Randy, aye.
All right, motion is approved. We'll move on to our regular agenda. We'll now hear the petition of the City of Savannah's Mobility and Parking Services, Sean Brandon, if they're here, and our staff member will make their presentation.
Jody. It's okay, I'm
Miss Jody Brown.
Thank you. Just a kind of a quick summary of what's going on. The City of Savannah is proposing to relocate an extant marker that's currently in front of the Savannah Economic Development Authority, SEDA, which is at 906 Drayton, to another location on the same block. The historical marker is for Nina Anderson Pape, and it was placed at the location of the Pape School, which she founded. And you can see in the 1916 Sanborn map right there, the school was considered the premier school for females in the Southeast, and it would eventually become the Savannah Country Day School in the 50s. It was repositioning the marker elsewhere along the street frontage between Bolton Street and Lane would be appropriate, as it maintains the marker at the school's original parcel. The current location is, you can actually see it, well, not in that pattern, sorry, is at the northwest corner, opposite of these two locations. The proposed location would be either at the middle of the parcel fronting onto Drayton Street or at the southwest corner of Drayton Street and Bolton Lane. While the middle of the parcel seems to be clear of any type of signage, the southwest corner is busier. Signage for the building, a stop sign, a palm tree, and a light post are all within or close to this location, and the addition of the sign would just make this corner more crowded. This is the corner that I'm talking about. You can't see it in the picture very well, but this wall right here has signages of all the entities that are in this building, and then you have the stop sign, the palm tree, and the street light right there. The other one option is kind of in the middle of the block, which is this photo right here. You can see that it's pretty clear. It just has vegetation, hedges up against the tree. However, at the middle of the parcel, as I mentioned, there's only grass and planters up against the tree. At the southwest corner, there's glass and a palm tree. Palm trees generally, as I understand it, have a root ball close to the base of the tree. It does not have roots that spread out. So if the marker is set slightly away from the base of the tree, there should be no impact to that tree. Based on all of this information, staff recommends that the Savannah Historic Site and Monument Commission recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the relocation of the Nina Anderson Pape Historical Marker at 906 Drayton Street as requested, because the work meets the standards within the master planning guidelines for monuments, markers, and public art. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions. And the applicant is also here to answer any questions.
Thank you very much. Do any members of the board have questions for staff?
Yes. There are two locations being recommended. Are we approving one or both, or how's that working?
The applicant provided two options. They're putting a bus, relocating a bus stop there, so they have to move it. And these are the two other areas to kind of keep it within that same block, because it is basically related to that parcel, because that's where the school was. So you can say okay to one and not okay to the other, or you can just say and let City Council pick which one is better. It's your prerogative.
Well, Yeah, it seems like you laid out fairly clearly the reason not to put it by the stop sign.
What? Did I convey that? I'm just trying to evaluate them. And when you start to look at those two options, that one at the northeast is a lot busier. There's just more stuff. I'm sure you, like me as a driver, when you're looking to take a turn and you're looking for traffic or people, you want it to be free and clear as much as possible. And when it starts to get cluttered, it makes it more difficult.
Okay, thank you. This was Randy speaking, by the way.
Any other questions from board members? No? Would the petitioner care to make any comments or statements? And please make sure to state your name for the record.
Sean Brandon, Senior Director of Mobility and Parking. I was taught a long time ago to not say much when you think you're ahead. I will note that we're doing this for the relocation of a stop specifically for the DOT bus system. And at the same time, we thought it was very important to keep the historic marker on that block. So that is, those are our two priorities there.
Well, thank you for being here as well and for the comments. Would any board members care to make a motion or discuss further?
I have a question. Hi, Eileen Baker.
Eileen.
Do you have a preference between these two?
I don't. I think we've worked with CETA on this. They would probably say, hey, we would like to see all our windows unobstructed, but they understand that there's a possibility of both sides. So.
Okay. Thank you.
This is Kim Campbell. I don't have any further questions. The southwest corner there does appear to be overcrowded if we add anything else, and I would argue that that's against our standards, and so that we should specifically approve the mid-block location, which also appears more in line with the historic structure that it is marking.
Would you care to make a motion with that?
Kim Campbell, I motion that we approve the can we roll back to that?
I'm sorry.
Kim Campbell, I move that we approve, recommend approval to the Savannah City Council for the relocation of the Nina Anderson Pape historical marker at 906 Straighton Street as requested to the central location on the parcel because the work meets the standards within the master plan and guidelines for markers, monuments, and public art.
Eileen, second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Randy.
Aye. Eileen.
Kim Campbell. Aye.
That motion is approved.
All right. Thank you.
All right. So other business, do we have a February meeting?
We received two applications, so we do, and they are both for murals. So.
Any other business that any board members or staff want to bring up? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.